From Walla Walla, Washington to Kalamazoo, it's a beautiful day for a home run. But even a triple's okay. We're gonna cheer and boo and raise a hullabaloo at the ball game today.
This is it.
9 minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime, sound of the river, you're stopping your whole everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Well, now you step inside, but you don't see too many faces. Coming in out of the rain, they hear the jazz go down. Competition.
6 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Growing a lemon tree. I'm gonna burn it down and grow me something better. Hey,
kicking the ribs in trouble now. Came from the dirt, back in the ground when I die. But I'ma survive, I got my ways. Oh, could you be a little less sour? Rotten by the hour, and my heart's right into
5 minutes till Rough Riders baseball. 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah, I've been sipping, I've been buzzing, shooting doubles like it's nothing. All but nothing makes you go away. I need something you prove. Something stronger than I'm used to. Something that does it. I give them all my money. Ain't nobody selling nothing you prove. Something stronger than I'm used to. Yeah, I've been pulling
3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Riders Baseball. Till Rough Riders Baseball. Seconds till Rough Riders Baseball.
It's dance time in Texas and we're striking up the band. Let's go honky tonkin', honey, take my hand. It's dance time in Texas where the wine and music flow. We'll do that Texas two-step and that old cotton eye joe.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Radio Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Zach Bigley.
With a magic number of just two, the Frisco Rough Riders enter their fourth to last game of the 2022 season. Hi, everybody. From Northwest Arkansas in Springdale in our best ballpark, I'm Zach Bigley as the Rough Riders will take on the Northwest Arkansas Naturals for the fourth game of this series. The Rough Riders coming in at 36-28 on the season, 72-61 overall on the year. Northwest Arkansas 25-40 in the second half, 56-77 overall on the year. The big story is the postseason push for the Rough Riders entering into this one. They have a chance, though slim, to clinch tonight. They would need to win, and they would need a Midland loss, as Midland will take on Wichita tonight. They will be playing at the same time, and if that happens, then the Rough Riders are in the postseason for the first time since 2014. If that doesn't happen, obviously the wait will continue with four games remaining in the year. Rough Riders have been playing some very good baseball recently, and they look to continue that tonight. Let's talk about the game last night. The Rough Riders, a 9-2 victory over the Naturals, really a complete victory overall for Frisco, as they banged out 9 runs on 13 hits and got a wonderful starting pitching performance from Cody Bradford. 6 2/3 innings for the left-hander, allowing just 1 run on 5 hits. He struck out 6 and walked 1 in his start. He earned his 10th victory of the season, becoming the first player in a Rough Riders uniform to pick up 10 wins in a season since Connor Sadzik back in 2016. On the offensive side, he was backed by a flurry of hits and a flurry of runs as well, coming in multiple innings. The Rough Riders putting up 4 runs in the second to back him right away on RBI hits from David Garcia, Josh Stowers, Freiner Chavez, and Luis Angel Acuna. And then the Rough Riders put up 4 more runs in the 7th inning as well on a 2-run single by Evan Carter, his first career AA hit. And Thomas Sejasi followed him with a 3-run triple, his 3rd hit of the day in his AA debut. He was a monster yesterday. 2 doubles and a triple, 2 runs scored, and 2 RBIs. Just a huge day from Thomas Sejasi, the 20-year-old, making his AA debut yesterday. A lot of new faces on this Rough Riders team, with 3 new transactions, bringing in a few guys from Hickory who ended their season last week, and they have already played big roles in this series so far. So in Game 3, the Rough Riders turn to Seth Nordlund, who's been a familiar face out of the bullpen. He makes his 5th start of the season for the Rough Riders in this game today. As a starter, he's worked kind of like a long reliever starting off the ball game. He's gone at least 3 innings to 4 innings in each of those starts, and that's more what the Rough Riders will look for out of Nordlund today. His mound opponent, Jonathan Boland, who's the number 11 prospect in the organization for Kansas City, a guy who has had a lot of success at times but is really struggling with that command and struggling giving up a lot of hits and hard contact, including homers, since coming back from Tommy John surgery mid-season. It should be a very fun pitching matchup between these two, though, and it should be a very entertaining and important Game 3 with the postseason on the line for the Rough Riders. Frisco and Northwest Arkansas will meet in the 4th-to-last game of the season tonight, and we will have first pitch coming up at 7:05. We'll take a break, and we'll break down that postseason just a little bit more when we come back, in addition to getting you the starting lineups for today's game. Rough Riders and Naturals, first pitch coming up soon, but our pregame coverage continues after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey Riders fans, looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride!
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Getting you you're set for first pitch with our pregame coverage here on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders and Naturals getting set for game three of this six-game series on a Thursday night. And what a beautiful night it is here in Northwest Arkansas. Just a gorgeous area that has hosted baseball on the professional side here since 2008. And this franchise has had a lot of very good Kansas City Royals players come through it, including most recently Bobby Witt, Nick Prado, and MJ Melendez coming through in last year's team. Bobby Witt Jr., one of the top prospects in all baseball during his time, and he's shown out in a really good rookie season. There's some talented guys on this team as well, but it's been a tough season for Northwest Arkansas. They've been eliminated in the postseason hunt for a while. Wichita will represent the second half in the North Division. They'll face Tulsa in the North Division Championship Series. That will be played next week. As for the South Division Championship Series, it'll be San Antonio, the first half winners against either Frisco, Midland, or Amarillo. All three teams are currently in the hunt. The Rough Riders lead by 2.5 games with 4 games remaining. Midland, 2.5 games back. Amarillo, 3 games back of the Rough Riders. So the only reason Amarillo is still in contention, they have to win their last 4. The Rough Riders have to lose their last 4. And Midland can't win more than 2 games. So really tough for Amarillo to get in the playoffs, but technically, mathematically, they are still in the playoff hunt. If the Rough Riders win tonight and Midland loses, Frisco clinches. They're in the playoffs for the first time since 2014, and they will host a playoff game on Tuesday at Riders Field. That will be the first game of the South Division Championship Series. Then we'll have the day off on Wednesday and then be on the road in San Antonio for a game on Thursday and then a game, if necessary, a best-of-3 series on Friday. So a lot of things to look forward to with that division series. And then after that finishes up, the championship series will take place on Sunday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. If the Rough Riders were to make it to the championship series, they would host that Sunday game at 4:05. And then they would go on the road to either Tulsa or Wichita with a chance to win the championship on the road. So some really exciting stuff for the postseason down the stretch, and the Rough Riders certainly hope they lock that up here in this game tonight against Northwest Arkansas. They'll have Seth Nordlund on the hill against Jonathan Bolin, and when we come back, we'll get you the starting lineups that both those pitchers will face, and we'll continue to set up this matchup. It's the Rough Riders and the Naturals. Series tied at 1 game apiece as the Rough Riders drop game 1 and 1 last night. It's a quasi-rubber match here in Game 3, and we're happy you're with us. First pitch coming up at 7:05. We'll take a break. Be back to finish up our pregame coverage after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest lazy river party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the lazy river.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome back to RMS Ballpark. One final time before the Rough Riders take on the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Let's get you the starting lineups. First for the Rough Riders, Jonathan Ornelas leads it off. Luis Angel Acuna after him at shortstop. And Aaron Zavala is in right field, hitting third. Middle third of the order, it's Kellen Strom, the DH. Evan Carter in center. And Thomas Sajesi is at second base. And the bottom third, it's Trevor Hover at first. David Garcia, the catcher. And Josh Stowers is out in left field. Once again, for the Rough Riders, it's Ornelas, Acuna, Zavala, Strom, Carter, Sajesi, Hover, Garcia, and Stowers. On the other side for the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, Diego Hernandez leads things off in center. Then it's Luca Tresh at catcher, and Tyler Gentry is the right fielder hitting third. John Rave cleans things up in left field. Robbie Glendening is the first baseman hitting fifth, and Jason Guzman is the shortstop in the sixth spot. Sully Matias, the DH, hits seventh. Jake Means hits eighth at third base, and Morgan McCullough is the second baseman in the ninth spot. Once again, Hernandez, Tresh, Gentry, Rave, Glendening, Guzman, Matias, Means, and McCullough. It's national anthem time here at RBS Ballpark, and we are almost set for first pitch. Happy you're with us on this Thursday night. We'll bring you the play-by-play when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watley with the tag! They got him!
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
2-1.
High fly ball out into right field. Incoming Lazy River!
He offers in the 2-2.
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Got him at 98 for the backwards K.
Deep down the left field line. Forget it. Way out of here.
The temptation.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
At the wall. Makes the catch.
Way out of here and gone.
He went around. Strike three and the Riders win.
And now let's head out to the ballpark for the call of tonight's game. Here's Zach Bigley.
Hell, I'll never mind.
The Frisco Rough Riders, with a magic number of 2, take on the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. It's game 3 of this 6-game series from Arvis Ballpark. Hi, everybody. Zach Bigley with you. Happy to have you on what is a beautiful Thursday night just south of the Ozarks. Jonathan Ornelas is set to go in from the right side. John Bullen on the hill. And the tall right-hander winds back. Away we go from Northwest Arkansas. It's on the inside corner for a strike, 0-1, and we are underway. 7:06 with the game's first pitch. Gorgeous night here in mid-September on this September 15th, 2022. Wind back in the 0-1. There's a high pop-up. Right side, shallow right field. McCullough, the second baseman, back, and he makes the catch. One out in the first inning, and Luis Angel Acuna makes his way to the dish. Rough Riders winning last night to force a series split through the first two games. A loss 8-4 in the opener before a 9-2 win in yesterday's game. Bowen winds back and deals into Acuna. He fouls it back up over the screen off the facing of the press box to our right. 0-1. Acuna, 2-for-8 in the series so far, a .232 hitter on the year with the Rough Riders in his first action in Double A. The pitch. Low of the zone off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. If you missed our pregame coverage, the Rough Riders have a chance to clinch the postseason today. We'll talk about that a lot as we go forward. Bolin winds back in the 1-1. High and inside, and the count goes to 2-1. Frisco needs a win and a Midland loss tonight, and they are officially into the postseason for the first time since 2014. Wind back in the 2-1. Acuna swings, grounds it out to third, a worm burner to Jake Means. He gobbles it in and throws on to first in time for the out. Two up, two down as Acuna grounds out to third base. And here's Aaron Zavala. No score in the top of the first inning. Same thing in Midland as well, as they are underway against the Wichita Windsor. No score in the top of the first. Zavala, the first left-hander, against the right-hander Jonathan Bolin. He looks in for his sign. He's got it. Winds and fires. Zavala watches the first pitch, letter high, outside corner for a strike. 0-1. Willie Traynor, our home plate umpire, with balls and strikes. Tanner Dobson, our first base ump down the right side. And Harrison Silverman, our third base umpire today. 0-1 pitch. Low of the zone, Zavala takes, and it's 1-1. Jonathan Bolin, 6'6", 240-pound, 25-year-old. Former second-round selection out of the University of Memphis in 2018 by the Royals. He delivers. A check swing, roller foul back behind home. And it's one ball and two strikes. It's been a tough last couple of seasons for Jonathan Bolin. He was flat-out brilliant at the beginning of the season last year in 2021. Through his first four starts, he had a 1.59 ERA. But in his start in Springfield, he ended up tearing his UCL. The 1-2. Down low and inside to Zavala. Two balls and two strikes. And he was out for the season, having to undergo Tommy John surgery. Made his way back onto the mound this year, and it's been a tough season for him. 1-3, a 7.41 ERA, making his ninth start with Northwest Arkansas today. 2-2 pitch on the way. Down low and inside in the dirt again, and it hits Zavala. Got him on the top of the foot. Oh, a hit by pitch puts Zavala on first. And here's Kellen Strom. No score, top of the first inning. Strom 0-for-8 in the series, looking for that first hit. Bolin from the stretch, he deals. Swing and a miss, blew it right by him, and it's 0-1. Bolin checks in as the number 11 prospect in the organization. He has been really good when he has pitched. It's just about finding consistency on the mound. 0-1 on the way. Chopper up the middle and a couple hops to short. Guzman has it, underhand flip to second, and he gets Zavala right there to retire the side. Oh, no runs, no hits, no errors, and a runner left on base in the first inning for John Bolin, and we go to the bottom of the first. Seth Nordlund takes the hill for the Rough Riders when we come back in a scoreless game on the Riders Baseball Network.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at MakoSmartRobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Where's the love?
Seth Northland winds back and delivers in the first pitch of the home half of the first. It's on the outside corner at the knees for a strike to Diego Hernandez, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders turned away on the offensive side of their part of the first inning. The 0-1. Hernandez takes low and inside. It's 1-1, so here we go. And it's the bottom of the first inning and the top of the order for Northwest Arkansas. The pitch. Bunned in the air, third base side. Ornelas coming in, and he makes the catch. Ornelas racing in to make the shoestring grab on a bunt that was more of a line drive towards third. Ornelas able to grab it. One out in the first inning, and here's Luca Trash. Here's the wind back from Nordlund in the pitch. On the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. For Seth Nordlund, starting isn't necessarily unfamiliar to him this year. He's been a spot starter all season. 0-1. Just misses off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. Overall this year, he's making his sixth start and his fifth with the Rough Riders. He made one spot start in AAA. 1-1. A fly ball into center field. That chases Evan Carter back a couple steps. He's under it. And he makes the catch. A Trash flies out to center field. Two up, two down in the bottom of the first inning. No score. And here's Tyler Gentry. Nordlund stands 6'4", 213 pounds, 24 years old. This season with the Rough Riders 2-2, a 3.25 ERA. He's been mostly out of the bullpen, but 69 and a third innings for him. He deals. On the outside corner with a fastball at 91 for a strike. And it's 0-1. Nordlund squares his shoulders to the third base dugout. Winds in the 0-1. Misses off the outside corner and low. And it's one ball and one strike. Tyler Gentry, 3-for-8 in the series with a double and two RBIs so far. He's had a really strong season. The pitch. A swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. Gentry, the right fielder, hitting .323, 16 homers, 61 RBIs, a .986 OPS. Wind in the 1-2. High off the outside corner with a heater. And it's two balls and two strikes. It's been really good stuff from Seth Nordlund, throwing a lot of strikes all season. As he winds here in the 2-2, low and outside, misses with the slider. Three balls and two strikes. And so the most important thing for him is to continue to pound the strike zone. He tosses in. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a changeup off the outside corner. Beautiful pitch. Outside edge. Just leaking off the plate. And he gets Gentry to swing through it. There's the final out of the first inning on the first strikeout from Seth Nordlund. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. We go to top two. Rough Riders And Naturals, no score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hi, I'm Dennis Jenkins. Did you know that ABC Home and Commercial Services offers not only pest control services, but also lawn care and maintenance, irrigation, landscaping, plumbing, heating and air conditioning, handyman services, and pool services? ABC's been serving Texas for over 70 years. Find us on the web at goanteater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
CarpetTech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, CarpetTech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
Time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top half of the second inning, and Evan Carter leads it off for the Rough Riders. First pitch is a line drive up the middle into center for a base hit. And Evan Carter wastes no time attacking the first pitch and lining it back up the box for a leadoff single. Evan Carter had his first double-A hit yesterday in his second double-A game, and he picks up his second double-A hit in his third double-A game today. Solid smash. Thomas Sajacy now, back-to-back 20-year-olds in the lineup again. Rough Riders and Naturals no score in the top of the second. Sajacy 3-for-4 in his double-A debut with three extra base hits yesterday. Mullins pitch. He shows bunt, pulls back, watches a fastball on the inner edge for a strike. 0-1. So JC hit two doubles and a triple, scored two runs and knocked in two as well. Monster stuff from JC. Picked out of the high school ranks in 2020. The pitch. A fly ball into right center field. Hernandez chasing after it. He's under it to make the chest high catch. One out. Carter remains at first base. No score for Trevor Hover. A bunch of these guys coming up from High A Hickory recently. You look at the Rough Riders lineup today. You have four players who are on the opening day roster and five who came up from High A Hickory at some point during the year. We're in the final series of the season. Throw goes over to first and Carter's back in. 27 steals on the year. Jonathan Ornelas, Kellen Strom, David Garcia, and Josh Stowers, the four that were on the opening day roster for the Rough Riders. Here's the stretch and the offering in. High off the outside corner, one ball and no strikes. The other five, all newbies. Trevor Hover is one of those who's made a wonderful impression on the power side of things, especially in the early going. The toss. Carter takes off. It's high and inside. Throw is way high. Scoots into center field. Carter a head first dive in at second, but he stops right there. A good backup from Diego Hernandez, the center fielder. A stolen base for Evan Carter. Combined, it's his 28th on the year. And his second here at the AA level. Runner in scoring position in a scoreless top of the second inning for the Rough Riders. Hover has a two-ball, no-strike count to his name. Got the day off yesterday, played in the opener, went 1-for-3 with a sack fly. Bolin, high black socks, he deals. Off the outside corner, misses, and it's three balls and no strikes. Well, Trevor Hover has hit four home runs so far since coming up from Hickory in about a month and a half. One of those guys that gets on base in an extreme clip, hits for good power, but not necessarily a high average guy so far with the Rough Riders. Hitting just .226, but a .936 OPS. Well above average. Average is around .720 or so. Here's the stretch. And the 3-0 pitch. High for ball four. Oh, there's that walking that he does so well. It's a four-pitch free pass. Puts runners at first and second and one out here in the second inning for David Garcia. This is a very similar situation that the Rough Riders had last night in the second inning. David Garcia, an RBI double to start a four-run frame in their eventual 9-2 win. Runners at first and second and one out, top of the second inning. No score yet. Garcia, open stance in from the left side as a switch hitter against the right-handed throwing Bullen. First pitch on the way to Garcia. Swing and a miss and a good breaking ball dying down into the dirt. One ball, no strikes. What the Rough Riders have done so well is attack pitchers who have struggled on the season. Jonathan Bullen is one of those guys who has really struggled this year. Here's the stretch and the 0-1 pitch. Clips the outside corner with a fastball for a strike. 1-1. Bullen came in with an over 7 ERA, and the big thing, he's allowing a ton of hits and a ton of hard hits. 7 home runs in 8 starts here in AA. Opponents are hitting .326 against him this season. He's ready from the stretch, and the 1-1. High off the outside corner, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. So the Rough Riders would love to take advantage of that, especially early on, make it a little easier for Seth Nordlund. And they have a good opportunity to do that right now. Here's the stretch in the 1-2. Swing and a miss, got him. Struck him out low of the zone.
That's a strikeout presented by UA Events Health. Find a doctor, visit uaevents.health/natural.
First strikeout for John Bullen, and there are two away. Here's Josh Stowers in for the ninth spot. Bad news early on for the Rough Riders. Midland leads 1-0 as they play the Wind Surge in the top of the second inning at home. Midland trying to win to keep their season alive. Pitch home. Off the outside corner, 1 ball and no strikes. A win tonight for the Rough Riders would only get them half of the puzzle that they need. If they win these next two, they're in the postseason no matter what. 1-0 pitch. High and inside. 2 balls, no strikes. And this is the place you want to be, controlling your own destiny on your way to the playoffs. Carter takes his lead from second. Hover from first. 2-0 on Stowers. Here's the pitch home. He grounds it foul into the Riders' dugout left side. 2-1. This beautiful ballpark here at Arvest. Good crowd here on a Thursday night. Rough Riders trying to silence him just like they did last night early on. 2-1 toss. Just inside. 3 balls and 1 strike. Now to Stowers. Bowen has already walked 2 in the game. Aaron Zavala, a 2-out walk in the first, and Trevor Hover, a 1-out walk here in the second. 3-1. Inside for ball four. Bases loaded for the Rough Riders. Well, wonderful scoring opportunity as we go back up to the top of the order. Here's Jonathan Ornelas. Ornelas popped out to second on the second pitch of the game in the first inning. He had 3 hits yesterday, though, and we continue to be on history watch for Jonathan Ornelas. Leads all of AA with 152 hits this season. Here's the stretch and the pitch. It's low of the zone, 1 ball, no strikes. He's within 5 hits of the franchise record for the most in a single year, 157 by Joaquin Arias back in 2005. The 1-0. High and inside, and the count goes to 2-0. Arias, of course, went on to win a couple World Series championships in San Francisco in 2012 and 2014, following his time in the Rangers organization. Very good utility guy for them. 2-0. Strike on the lower edge, outside corner. Fastball from Bullen, and it's now 2-1. And Ornelas trying to equal what was a great season for Adias back in 2005, and looking to cap what has been a fantastic year for him. The pitch. Outside, 3-1. Ornelas's three hits yesterday were his 16th game of at least three or more hits this year. Bright yellow batting gloves against a bright green handle on the bat. The pitch. He swings, pops it sky high into shallow left center field. A long run in for Hernandez, the center fielder, and he calls off John Rave from left, makes the catch, and the side comes to a close. He had to come a long way, and both of them looked like they were on a collision course, but he was able to pull it off and make the grab. So no runs on a hit, no errors, three left on base for the Riders. Bottom two coming up, no score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field the winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
Baseball requires balance at the plate and on the plate to win. That's why winning players choose Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get four tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your four seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
First pitch to John Rave is on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. We're underway in the bottom of the second inning. Rough Riders and Naturals scoreless. Wind back from Nordland in the pitch. Just outside, 1-1. Well, we are scoreless, but the Rough Riders had a pretty good scoring opportunity in that second. The bases loaded and one out. 1-1. In the air down the left field line, a long run in for Stowers. Still coming towards the line on a dead sprint, and he runs it down to make the catch. Nice play by Josh Stowers, showing off the speed. He makes the play, and there's one out.
The first baseman, number 16, Robbie Glendinning.
Robbie Glendinning hits now. 0-0, our score. Bottom half of the second inning. Glendinning 3-for-6 through the first two games of the series with three walks. The pitch. He swings, lines it through the right side for a base hit on one hop. And it's an opposite field one-out single for Glendinning, the first hit against Nordland tonight. Now each team with a single. Evan Carter, the hit for the Rough Riders, and probably Glendinning for Northwest Arkansas. Jason Guzman stands in from the left side. Here's the stretch by the right-hander in the pinch. High fly ball down the left field line. Ornelas, the third baseman, giving it a look towards the warning track and reaches out, can't make the play. Oh, it was a catchable ball for Ornelas, but would have been a tough play. He reached back behind him off to his right and tried to stab at it at the last possible second. Couldn't make the catch. It's a very interesting spot because there's netting that goes all the way down across the seating bowl there. And there's a portion where you can be away from the wall and the net kind of blows out and it can still hit the net. And it was close to that spot. Pitch to Guzman. He swings, lines it down the right field line. That's in for a base hit. Glendinning up to second. He stops right there with the strong throwing arm of Zavala, getting it back in quickly. Back-to-back singles with one out in the second inning, and Northwest Arkansas has something cooking. That brings Sulu Matias to the plate. Scoreless in the bottom half of the second inning. John Means stands on deck, but Matias is the focus right now. He went 0 for 3 with a walk in yesterday's game. He's one you don't want to mess around with. He has incredible home run power. 15 long balls this year, but that doesn't nearly tell you the kind of power that he has. Nordlund from the stretch, righty-righty matchup in the pitch. Down low and inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Seth Nordlund recently celebrating the birth of his first child. He and his wife, congratulations to the Nordlunds. Beautiful baby girl. He's ready from the stretch, looks back towards second, the pitch. A swing and a miss. Matias behind the fastball, and it's one ball and one strike. Nordlund missed the Rough Riders trip down to Corpus Christi to be there for the birth of the child. Very happy that he was able to do that. The pitch. There's a line drive to shallow left field. Stowers coming in, and he can't get it. He plays it on a hop, fires into third, and it's cut off. Well, they had a chance to get Glendinning, who was stopped halfway between second and third. But Luis Angel Acuna cut it off. The base is loaded now with one out. Three straight singles. And here's Jake Means. Garcia goes out to chat with Nordlund. So both in the top half of the second and here in the bottom half of the second, both teams loading the bases. Rough Riders were not able to come away with a bases loaded one out run in their situation. Now Northwest Arkansas has the same exact situation. And actually the same portion of the order as well. It was the eight-hole hitter David Garcia up to the plate. And here's Jake Means. The pitch. Inside, one ball, no strikes. Means 3-for-8 in this series, having a good set despite his .211 batting average on the year. The pitch. He swings, grounds it foul off the end of the bat, right side, 1-1. Means a couple singles yesterday, one single in game one of the series. No scores. We play in the bottom of the second. Bases loaded for Northwest Arkansas. Offering in. Ground ball to short. Picked by Acuna. Underhand flip to second for one. Throw to first. He got him both. Double play. Seth Nordlund rolls the double play, and the Rough Riders are out of the bases loaded situation. 6-4-3. Twin killing. Nicely done by Nordlund. The Rough Riders get out of it. No runs on three hits. No errors and two left on base. No score to the third on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win.
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Luisan Helacuna leads it off for the Rough Riders as we go to the top of the third, and the first pitch is sent foul right side, 0-1. No score, Rough Riders and Naturals as we go to the top of the third inning. Both teams with really good opportunities to find the scoreboard with the bases loaded, and neither team could come away with a run. 0-1 pitch. Inside, and the count evens at one ball and one strike. So we are scoreless because of that. Three hits for the Naturals, one hit for the Rough Riders. Bowen back into his windup in the right-hander, the 1-1. Off the outside corner and low, it misses. Two balls and one strike. Jonathan Bowen out of Memphis for schooling, where he was a very strong pitcher in their starting rotation. 2-1. High fly ball to deep center field. Diego Hernandez going back. He's under it just shy of the warning track, and the center fielder makes the catch. One out in the third for Aaron Zavala. Bowen followed his father in his footsteps to the University of Memphis and then into professional baseball as well. Bowen's father, Mark Bowen, was one of the best pitchers in Memphis history. Still the only pitcher to throw a perfect game. The pitch. Swing and a miss, and an offering low and away, and it's 0-1. Bowen ended up pitching one season in professional baseball. Pitching for Springfield. Here's the wind back in the pitch. Outside corner for a strike, 0-2. In 1991, after being selected in the 19th round of the 89 draft. Didn't pitch too badly, a 4.49 ERA in 28 games, 20 starts. But that was it for him, and his son going a little bit deeper in the professional baseball ranks. Bowen rocks back into his wind in the 0-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. High and outside with a fastball. 94 upper edge. Second strikeout for John Bowen. Two outs in the third. No score, and Kellen Straw makes his way in. Strom a fielder's choice in the first inning. Bowen looks in at his sign from Luca Tresh, his catcher. And the offering home. Swing and a miss. He blew it right by Strom at 96, and it's 0-1. And for Royals fans, that is a really good sign to see. 96 on the fastball. Since coming off Tommy John surgery, Bowen's velocity's been down a little bit. The pitch. Strom bunts it foul back behind home. Off the netting. And it's 0-2. Now, velocity has been down and the control has been down as well. If you want to quantify that as up or down, down being bad. Command was what he was known for before the Tommy John surgery. 0-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Command looks pretty good so far. High fastball, top of the zone. And he picks up strikeout number three, sitting down the side in order. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Bottom three coming up, no score on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. I'm actually there in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
Are you looking to work for a local, family-oriented company with growth opportunities in the fields of pest control, lawn care, plumbing, HVAC, handyman services, or pool services? ABC Home and Commercial Services is hiring for all fields for both experienced and inexperienced professionals. We offer great benefits such as health, dental, vision, paid time off, and a 401k. Apply today at goaneater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and
Commercial Services.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We played 2.5 innings and still nothing our score. Bottom half of the third inning, Morgan McCullough in the 9 spot leads it off, and the first pitch is cut on and missed on a changeup first toss from Seth Nordlund, 0-1. Morgan McCullough making his series debut, playing in his 28th game with the Naturals, 0-1. High off the outside corner, and the count goes to 1-1. Hitting .228, 2 homers, 9 RBIs so far. Nordlund rocks back into his windup in the 1-1 pitch on the way. And bottom of the zone, outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-2. McCullough, a left-handed batter out of Alabama. The 1-2. High and inside, and it hit him. Got him on a 1-2 pitch. Hits him on the right elbow hanging over the middle of the plate. And then he got out of the way of it, but it still clipped the elbow. 24-year-old out of Seattle, Washington makes his way onto first base. Diego Hernandez stands in from the left side. Double play depth for the Riders infield. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. First pitch changeup. And it's 0-1. That changeup has been really good for Seth Nordlund. Changeup can be a pitch that can be tough to master for some guys. Here's the stretch. And the 0-1 toss on the way. Ground ball foul right side. Another changeup for him, and it's 0-2. A lot of guys, you think about throwing the changeup, they tear it down and in with the hand and have the ball slip off their fingers to the right side. For right-handed pitchers, really got to have a good grip on that baseball and have to make sure you don't put on the lotion too much of it before, and your hands are a little slippery. Here's the stretch. And the 0-2. A fly ball into left center field into the alley, and it's down. Evan Carter trying to cut it off. He does. McCullough around second on his way to third. He stops right there, and Hernandez pulls in at second with a double. And there are runners at second and third, and nobody out here in the third inning for Northwest Arkansas. Luca Tresh standing at the plate with an RBI opportunity for Northwest Arkansas to break this scoreless tie in the third. Tresh will fly out to center field his first time up. If he does that, and will score the game's first run is with nobody out. Sack fly opportunity. Pitch home. Foul ball back behind home and over the overhang and out of the ballpark behind us. 0-1. The overhang here at Arvis is a canvas, actually. You have metal poles that stick out over the top of the seating bowl and then a canvas over the top of them with lights shining up into the bottom of the canvas. The pitch. Top of the zone, outside corner for a strike. Nordlund ahead 0-2. Very pretty, especially here at night as we just had a beautiful sunset with the sun setting back behind us, coloring the clouds a nice pinkish purplish hue out in front of us. Nordlund's pitch, high and outside, misses with a fastball, and it's 1-2. At the very bottom tip of the Ozarks, here in Springdale, Arkansas, just a beautiful place. If you haven't gotten the chance to explore this area, highly recommend it. Here's the stretch and the 1-2 pitch. High fly ball deep down the left field line. This one's got a chance to get out, and it is gone. 3-run home run for Luca Tresh. Northwest Arkansas takes a 3-0 lead. Three-run home run for Tresh, his fifth home run in a Naturals uniform this year. And here's Tyler Gentry to the plate. 3-0 Naturals. A long home run down the left field line. 377 feet, the pitch. Catches the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Nordland deals in. He misses low of the zone, and it's 1-1. Gentry, a strikeout victim back in the first. So the Rough Riders will have to climb out of a hole tonight. 1-1 pitch. Grounded foul off the end of the bat. Kicks off of the front wall right before the Naturals dugout on the right side. It's 1-2. And checking in on the Midland game. Whoa, Wichita with a 5 spot in the top of the second inning. They lead 5-1 over Midland. Pitch simmers down low and inside, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. And that is great news for the Rough Riders, as they need Midland to lose. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him upstairs for strike 3. Now Seth Nordland picks up his 2nd strikeout. Both have come on Tyler Gentry. And there's the first out of the 3rd. John Rave to the plate. Rough Riders trailing 3-0. Nordland looks over the top of his glove, winds and fires. Down low and inside, 1 ball and no strikes. A 3-run home run from Luca Tresh down the left field line. The 1-0. Ground ball chopped up the middle. Second baseman Sajacy has it go off of his glove on the backhanded attempt. And we'll see how that one is scored as Rave is safe at first. They go base hit. He had to run off to his right side, reached out with a backhanded try, and it went off the heel of his glove and down below him and kept on rolling away from him towards center field, where his momentum was carrying him anyway. He was able to track it down and keep it from going into center. Rave remains at first, an infield single. Robbie Glendinning stands in now, and the first pitch on the way. And actually a throw over to first before that to Trevor Hobbard. 3 runs in for the Naturals in this bottom half of the 3rd. They lead 3-0. That infield single, the 6th hit for Northwest Arkansas. The pitch. Ground ball up the middle. Acuna dives to his left. He's got it. On to 2nd for 1. Throw to 1st. A double play. A spectacular play by Luis Angel Acuna on a ball stung up the middle. Acuna dove to his left, vacuumed it in, and turned 2. Oh, what a play. Naturals get 3 runs. They lead it 3-0 to the top of the 4th. We'll return to Arvis Ballpark after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For 4 games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for 4 home games this season. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your patty melt with 2 fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, then creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Good thing that dilemma's over. Good thing there's the patty melt at Whataburger.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Evan Carter makes his way to the plate, top half of the 4th inning. Riders trailing 3-0. Here's the windback by Bowen in the first pitch. Down the heart of the plate for a strike, knee level, and it's 0-1 on Carter, who singled back in the 2nd inning. The Rough Riders lone hit tonight still. Bowen looks in for his sign. He's got it. And the offering on the way. Slips up high with a fastball. 1-1. All 3 runs across for Northwest Arkansas in that bottom half of the 3rd. A 3-run home run by Luca Tresh. 1-1. Broken bat roller out to short. Tough play, Guzman. Backhanded stop. Throw to first. Not in time. Carter beats it out. The throw gets away from the first baseman, Glendinning, in foul territory, but the catcher, Luca Tresh, backs it up and keeps Carter at first. Infield single. And Thomas Sejasi makes his way to the plate. 3-0, Rough Riders trail. Evan Carter now 2-for-2 on a single to center and an infield single. That's the thing with his good speed. He puts the ball in play and he can beat out balls like that. So JC in from the right side. He flew out to center his first time up. And a throw goes over to first. Carter's back in. So JC is not necessarily one of those guys you look at and you're impressed by, you know, his strength and the big body, and that's not a knock on him by any means. He's still just 20 years old, still growing into his body. The pitch misses high and inside, one ball, no strikes. The thing that has really impressed so far here at the AA level, watching him in batting practice and in his debut yesterday, the ball just jumps off his bat. A lot of what they call sneaky power. No batting gloves, the pitch. He swings, grounds it to third, picked by Means. On to second for one, throw to first, and it's in time for the double play. 5-4-3 double play around the horn, and this game between the two teams has already seen a handful of twin killings. Three combined between the two teams. 3-0, Rough Riders down to the Naturals. Top of the fourth inning, and here's Trevor Hover. Four-pitch walk drawn his first time up in the second. First toss. Clips the inside edge for a strike, 0-1. Pull side shift just slightly on the infield for the left-handed bat. As the 0-1 pitch comes in. Just a little bit low, and it's one ball and one strike. Darkness is upon us, so it's nighttime here in Arkansas. It was a beautiful night earlier at 77 degrees at first pitch. The 1-1. Outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-2. It's really been beautiful all series long, and to be honest, trying to get away from that summer heat that we have in Texas, it's much more comfortable out here in Arkansas. Not the 100-degree days. 1-2. Strike three called. Got him outside corner with a fastball. Strikeout number 4 for John Bullen. And he works through a minimum faced fourth inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, nobody left on base with a double play behind him. Bottom four coming up. Rough Riders trailing 3-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the fourth inning, Seth Nordlund goes back to work. He winds back and deals into Jason Guzman. And a swing and a ground ball foul back behind home. It's 0-1. Rough Riders trail 3-0 on the back of a three-run home run by Luca Tresh in that third inning for Northwest Arkansas. Nordlund back into his windup, glove over the top of his cap in the pitch. Swing and a miss, and a good changeup diving away from the stick of Guzman. And it's 0-2. And changeup has been one of the better pitches so far for Nordlund, especially away to lefties. The pitch. Breaking ball, strike three called. Got him on the outside corner with the slider. And Seth Nordlund picks up his third strikeout. One away in the fourth. Sully Matias makes his way to the plate. Matias a single in the second. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Blew it right by him, and it's 0-1. We keep an eye on that game going on in Midland right now, and it's been an incredible game. The pitch. Swing and a miss. 0-2, especially if you like offense. Midland scored a run in the first. Wichita came back with 5 in the second, and then Midland with 3 more in the bottom of the second. It's 5-4 Wichita. And the second just ended, so they're going to the top of the third. 0-2. Misses high and inside, and it's 1-2. Ideally, the Rough Riders would like to play a much slower game, and that sounds weird, than Midland, the pitch. Off the outside corner, and it's 2-2. So when you win, you clinch, and you don't have to do scoreboard watching. But Rough Riders are down 3-0 now. They have a little of catching up to do. 2-2. Line drive shot to center. Carter coming in. Headlong dive. He makes the catch. Great play by Evan Carter on a rocketed baseball to center field at 109 off the bat. It was directly at him. He started back, then came sprinting in, made a diving catch, coming straight in on the baseball. And there's the second out. That is such a tough play. You ask outfielders, a line drive hit right at him is the toughest play they'll be asked to make. And that one was scalded directly at him. Here's Jake Means in the first pitch. High and outside, 1-0. Great play by the young outfielder, Carter. 2 outs, 3-0. Naturals lead it, bottom of the fourth. There's still plenty of baseball in this one left. The offering dips down into the dirt. 2-0. And plenty of baseball to be played in Midland as well. We'll keep an eye on it as we go forward. 2-0 pitch. Swinging a ground ball foul back behind home off the end of the bat. And it's 2-1 on Means. Nordlund settled in quite nicely, tiring the last three he's seen. He's back into his windup in the 2-1. Just inside, misses with a changeup, 3-1. Nordlund, an Arizona native. Back into his windup, the 3-1. Down low and inside for ball four. A two-out free pass to Means, and Morgan McCullough in the nine spot checks in. Three nothing Northwest Arkansas leads. We play in the bottom of the fourth. Pull side shift on the infield. Nordlund's pitch. Change up, outside corner, a strike 0-1. Some mulling around starting to take place in the bullpen for the Rough Riders down the left field line. Quick throw over to first. Means back in. He's 10 for 11 in steals this year. Rough Riders have plenty of guys available in the bullpen tonight. Nordlund has his sign come set, and he issues in the 0-1. Outside it misses. 1-1. Ty Tiedemann is on 3 days rest. Grant Wolfram on 3 days rest. Same for Nick Starr. And then if you really needed to, Mark Church hasn't pitched in a while, though he's dealing with some arm fatigue, having thrown more innings in his entire life combined this year. The pitch is rifled foul right side off the netting, and it's 1-2. Remember, he was an infielder in high school and didn't start pitching until his senior year, only threw about 12 or 13 innings before he was drafted as a pitcher. That's how electric he is. Still just 21 years old, Mark Church. Nordland ready from the stretch ahead 1-2. And he delivers. High off the outside corner. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Our Riders do have a bunch of guys on 1 day of rest. They have turned to in some situations like that, but only if need be. The pitch. Change up, swinging a foul at the plate. Garcia had to go off of his glove, couldn't hang on. Count remains 2 balls and 2 strikes. And there is somebody who is starting to loosen in the bullpen. Is that Avery Weems? Looks like Avery Weems is getting loose. The pitch. A line drive hit deep to right field. Zavala tracing back. He reaches up, and it's over his head, off the warning track and up against the fence. Means up to third. He gets the stop sign there. McCullough pulls in with a double, and their runners at second and third with 2 outs in the fourth. And Zavala started back like he had a beat on it, and then it just kept going and went over his head. Diego Hernandez at the top of the order stands in now. A tough situation all of a sudden with 2 outs for Seth Nordland, already trailing 3-0. Left-hander at the plate in the pitch. Ground ball top to first. Backhanded stop hover. Underhand flip to Nordland. Race to the bag, and he just beats Hernandez for the final out of the fourth. Nicely done by Nordland to get out of the jam. No runs on a hit, no errors, and 2 runners left on base. We go to the top of the 5th inning from Springdale, Arkansas. It remains 3-0, Naturals lead on the Riders Baseball Network.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your all-time favorite patty melt with 2 fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this delicious all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you should just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Ooh, glad that dilemma's over. The Whataburger Patty Melt, just like you like it. Order online to earn rewards.
Hey, Riders fans. Looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
David Garcia starts things off for the Rough Riders. We roll along to the top of the 5th inning in Springdale. David Garcia, Josh Stowers, Jonathan Ornelas, and the first pitch is outside from Bolin, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. Bowen's been able to work out of some jams early on in this one. And the base is loaded in the second. 1-0 pitch. Outside corner, a strike, 1-1. Not necessarily a jam in the fourth, but a leadoff single by Carter. Got a double play behind him. Wind back by the right-hander of the pitch. This is down low, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. 3-0 Northwest Arkansas leads, top of the 5th inning. Bowen's done a good job to get out of a lot of situations, and that's something he's struggled with this year. 2-1. High off the outside corner, 3-1. He was so dominant last year to begin the year in his first 4 starts before getting injured, and then he was really good the year before as well in 2019. He rocks back in the 3-1. Fouled away, left side, 3-2. And a lot of people thought that he would be competing for a job up at the big league level midway through the year in 2021 if he would have stayed healthy. He's made a really big habit of making some pretty big splashes every level he goes. He winds and deals. Bowed straight back, still 3-2 on Garcia. And that was certainly the case in one of his first starts at the high A level with the Wilmington Blue Rocks in 2019. He threw a no-hitter, 9-inning, complete game shutout no-hitter for the Blue Rocks at home against Carolina on July 15, 2019. The pitch in the air off the end of the bat down the left field line. Rabe charging in, still coming, and he can't get it. It falls in fair. Garcia stops it first with a bloop single down the left field line. Right off the end of the bat, just looping down the left side, and it fell in about 3 or 4 feet fair right in front of John Rave. So a single to lead off the fifth, second straight inning. The Rough Riders have had a base hit to start off the fifth inning, and the third time in the last four frames. Josh Stowers makes his way in from the right side. Rough Riders trailing 3-0. Here's the stretch, and the offering is high and inside. One ball, no strikes. In that no-hitter that Bullen threw, the only man who reached against him was on a throwing error by the third baseman, Denisher Carrasco. The pitch. Breaking ball inside corner, a strike, and it's 1-1. And that was the only time that anyone reached base. I mean, that is just brilliant stuff. Can you imagine how Carrasco must have felt? The 1-1. High and inside, and it's 2-1. I mean, that's a chance at a perfect game. That doesn't happen very often. Think back at Clayton Kershaw when he threw his no-hitter in the mid-2010s, early to mid-2010s. And Hanley Ramirez had the lone error for the only base runner. 2-1. In the air out to shallow center field. A long way back for Guzman. The shortstop into a back pedal. He makes the catch. One out. Garcia remains at first. Top of the order in Ornelas now for the Rough Riders, trailing 3-0. That was Hanley Ramirez when he was a shortstop. He had to charge in. He made the play and then threw low onto first. He was the only man to reach against Kershaw in that game. Jonathan Bowen will always be able to say he threw a no-hitter. That's a really cool thing. The pitch. Chopper to short. Double play ball to Guzman onto second for one. Throw to first. Got them both double play. And the side comes to a close. Second straight inning with a twin killing for Bolin. No runs, a hit, no errors, nobody left on base. We're halfway home. Bottom half of the fifth coming up. It's 3-0 Northwest Arkansas. The Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Avery Weems takes over for the Rough Riders as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Frisco trailing 3-0. Avery Weems takes over for Seth Nordland. Nordland goes four innings in his start for Frisco. His final line, four innings, allowing three runs, all earned on seven hits. He struck out three and walked one.
Now pitching for the Roughriders, number 27, Avery Weems. Weems now pitching.
Weems, the left-hander, has been in and out of the starting rotation for the Roughriders this year. Seen him at times in long relief where he's had a lot of success doing that. And then we've also seen him in the starting rotation where he's been much better as of late. Left-hander working from the windup in the first pitch to Tresh. Outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Tresh, a three-run home run back in the third. Weems looks over the top of his glove, peels back, and delivers home. There's a line drive into center field down for a base hit. A solid smash back up the box. And Luca Tresh has his second hit today.
The right fielder, Tyler Gentry.
Tyler Gentry makes his way to the plate. 0-2, a couple strikeouts. He's happy to see Seth Nordland go. Weems, the former 2019 selection in the sixth round by the Chicago White Sox out of the University of Arizona. 25-year-old ready from the stretch in the first pitch. Fastball, ripping a miss. Right by him, and it's 0-1. 2-6 this year with a 5.22 ERA with the Rough Riders. 24 games, 17 starts with Frisco. A lot of strikeouts for Weimer. The pitch. Ground ball to third. Ornelas up with it. Bobbles slightly onto second for one. So JC to first. Got him, double play. Another twin killing. Oh, man, they've been all over the place in this game. 5-4-3. The Rough Riders turn their third double play on the defensive side. It's the fifth combined double play in the game between the two teams. Two outs, bases clear, and here's John Rave. Man, you don't see that very often. Here's the wind back of the pitch. Upper edge, outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Rave 1-for-2 with a single. The double plays in this game have gone 5-4-3. 6-4-3. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Good slider away. 0-2. 6-4-3, 6-4-3, and 5-4-3. Not a lot of variety, but a lot of double plays. That's for sure. Weems winds back in the 0-2. Off the outside corner, it misses. One ball and two strikes. 3-0 Rough Riders trail. Home half of the fifth inning. Left-hander peels in the 1-2. Fouled straight back. Still 1-2. Weems on the season has 104 strikeouts and 88 innings entering today's appearance. In a strikeout machine this year. He has his sign, peels in the 1-2. Add another. Fouled into Garcia's glove for strike three. And Avery Weems allows the leadoff single but gets a double play. And strikes out Rave. He faces the minimum in the fifth. No runs, a hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. Let's go to the top of the sixth. The Rough Riders trailing 3-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
Lil Sweet! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Luis Acuña starts it off in the sixth inning for the Rough Riders. John Boland delivers home. Swing and a miss and a good slider away, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders trail 3-0. Go to the top of the sixth inning, and John Boland for the first time this year is pitching into the sixth. It's been a tough season for the right-hander, but he's looked good tonight. The 0-1. Ground ball foul off the end of the bat, back behind home, and it's 0-2. So Rough Riders down 3-0. And as we check in on the Midland Rockhounds, Wichita leading 6-4, so that's really good news for the Rough Riders. Wind back in the pitch. High, and the count goes to 1-2. If the Rough Riders were to lose tonight and Midland were to lose as well, Rough Riders' magic number would be down to 1, the pitch. Off the outside corner, 2-2, and then all you have to do is win one of the next three games and you're in the playoffs. Or, if Midland loses one of the next three games, you're in the playoffs. 2-2. In the air, down the right side. Long run for Glendinning, the first baseman, and no one gets there. It's down. Glendinning bare hands and fires onto second. And Acuña stays at first base. So a little looper down the right side, and Acuña picks up the base hit. That brings Aaron Zavala into the plate. The thing is, this game is far from over. With the way the Rough Riders have scored lately, especially late in games, and the way the bullpen has pitched this year for Northwest Arkansas, this game is far from over. The offering, Acuña takes off. It's low, no throw. Stolen base for Luis Angel Acuña. His 12th in a Rough Riders uniform. 1-0. Aaron Zavala, a walk in the first, a strikeout in the third. Acuña has been a stolen base machine all season long, over 40 last year. Here's the stretch, and the 1-0. High, and it's 2-0. 44 last year, that was his 40th this season. So back-to-back 40 steal years for Acuña. 11 home runs to go along with him. 2-0 pitch. Check swing, strike on the outside corner. 2-1. Acuña, another one of the players here with the Rough Riders that will most likely start the season here next year. Aaron Zavala will be one of those fringe guys as to whether or not he'll start in AAA or start here. 2-1. High of the zone, 3-1. If you imagine Zavala could compete in the big leagues right now, just like a lot of these guys could. Zavala especially, just such a disciplined eye at the plate. Really smart hitter. 3-0, Rough Riders trail, top of the sixth, runner at second, the pitch. There's a fly ball down the left field line, foul, and it's 3-2. Zavala got off to a blistering hot start in the month of August when he came to the Rough Riders. Joined the Rough Riders in the last week of July and then spent all of August with Frisco and absolutely dominated. He's cooled off in the month of September. The pitch. Line foul the opposite way, still 3-2. But he has still been a very productive player, getting on base a lot. In that month of August, he hit .396 in 14 games. The pitch hit foul off the catcher Tresh, still 3-2. And over 1,000 OPS, 3 homers. So far in 11 games in September, just hitting .182, but Still getting on base at a .345 clip with 8 walks in those 11 games. Cooled down just a little bit, but still been good. 3-2 on him. And the pitch from Bolin. High and outside, ball 4. His second walk of the game, he's aboard, and it's 2 on, nobody out for Kellen Strom, and Chris Widger comes out of the dugout, and he's going to go get his right-hander, who pitches to the first two batters in the sixth, but he is done. So John Bolin, a very good start. He exits without allowing a run, but he's responsible for the 2 on the base paths right now. It'll be a pitching change, and we will see Christian Chamberlain come out of the bullpen for Northwest Arkansas. We'll step aside for a break, come back after this. The Riders Baseball Network with Frisco trailing 3-0 in the sixth.
Hey Riders fans, looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
Hey sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Left-hander Christian Chamberlain takes over on the mound for Northwest Arkansas. Nobody out here in the top of the sixth inning. Rough Riders with 2 aboard and Kellen Strom at the plate. John Bolin exits still responsible for those 2 on the base paths. It's the second time in his career he's walked 4 batters. The pitch on the inside corner for a strike to Strom, and it's 0-1. Bolin has been known for his control, but he struggled with his control tonight. And we'll see if it comes back to haunt him. 0-1 pitch. Strom takes a breaking ball at the bottom of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-2. Well, this is the guy you wanted to play, Kellen Strom, who's been hot, but he's had a tough start to this series. 0-10 so far. Trying to bust out of it right here with good speed at second and Acuna. Look back from Chamberlain and the 0-2 pitch. Fastball down and in. Strom gets out of the way of it and it's 1-2. Riders designated hitter tonight. One home run shy of his 10th on the year. A home run would tie up the game. 1-2 toss. Down low, skips in the dirt all the way back to the backstop, and both runners move up. So now a base hit could score 2 runs. Zavala has good speed as well now at second base, and Acuna at third. That's a big wild pitch, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Chamberlain coming out of the bullpen, getting ahead 0-2, and then spiking back-to-back pitches. Chamberlain out of Oregon State University, the pitch. High off the outside corner, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grand Junction, Colorado native, and a man who went to Oregon State pitches to the Eugene, Oregon native, Kellen Strom. Grew up a Duck fan. The pitch. Outside for ball 4, bases loaded for the Rough Riders. Evan Carter to the plate with the bags full. Rough Riders trailing 3-0, top of the sixth inning. Rough Riders with the bases loaded and nobody out here in the sixth. just about as good of an opportunity as you'll get. Chamberlain ready from the stretch. And the pitch home. Swing and a miss. Blew it by him 0-1. A former fourth round selection in 2020 by the Royals. Chamberlain has had a tough go at it here at the AA level so far. He stretches and fires. Line in the air down the left field line. Rave chasing after it, and he makes the catch in the corner. Acuna tags from third. He comes in to score. And the Rough Riders are on the scoreboard. Sack fly for Evan Carter down the left field line. Rough Riders trail 3-1. Both runners stay put at first and second as Acuna comes in to score from third. Thomas Sejasi makes his way to the plate now, 0-2 today. Runners at first and second and one down after the sack fly. Chamberlain's pitch. Curveball in there for a strike, 0-1. 19th appearance of the season here in AA for Chamberlain. An 8.63 ERA in 24 innings, 30 strikeouts to 21 walks. 0-1 pitch. Curveball swing and a miss in the dirt. 0-2. So JC chasing. Overall this season between Quad Cities and Northwest Arkansas at the high A and double A levels. A 6.60 ERA in 32 outings. Chamberlain, short of stature, 5'10" on the hill. The pitch. High of the zone. 1-2. Very similar to when he got 0-2 on Kellen Strom and couldn't quite end the at-bat. Ended up walking him. He rocks in the 0-2. 1-2, it's down low and inside. And both runners take off. It's down in the dirt, and that allows both runners to steal their respective bags. So a double steal for the Rough Riders. It's Zavala's fourth steal, Strom's 11th steal on the year. And it's 2-2 on Sejasi. Runners at second and third. And the double play is taken out of order, and that's big tonight. We've seen 5 double plays combined between these two teams through 5 innings. 2-2. In the air, softly hit to shallow right field. That drops in for a base hit. Zavala scores from third. Strom up to third. He gets the stop sign there. It's a one-run game. RBI single for Thomas Sejasi the opposite way. Zavala coming in to score. Strom stopping at third. And the Rough Riders have runners on the corners with one out and now trail by one. Trevor Hover stands in. 3-2 Naturals. Chance to tie the game or take the lead with a ball in the gap. The pitch. High and inside, 1-0. To tie it, all you need is a ball in the air. Into the outfield, Strom has good speed. Here's the stretch. And the 1-0 pitch on the way to Hover. And before that, a throw over to first. Checking in on the Midland-Wichita game. Wichita leads 7-4 in the bottom of the fourth inning. That's great news for the Rough Riders, especially attempting this comeback. 1-0 pitch. High and away. 2-0. Unless Midland comes back in their game. Runners feeling pretty good about where they're at right now. The toss. Swing and a miss. 2-1. If you're just joining us, the Rough Riders needing a Midland loss and a Frisco win to clinch the postseason tonight. It would be their first postseason berth since 2014. 2-1. Breaking ball down in the dirt. Misses off the inside edge as well, and it's 3-1. It's that big curveball from Chamberlain. He delivers home. High and inside, ball 4. Bases loaded again for the Rough Riders. Strom remains at third. So JC down to second. Hover on at first base, and here's David Garcia. And quick Mound visit for Derek Lewis. Rough Riders already with two runs in the sixth inning, one out. And the seventh man up to the plate in the inning, it's Garcia. He will hit from the right side of the plate as a switch hitter. Derek Lewis getting a long chat in on the mound with Chamberlain. Willie Traynor, the home plate umpire, going out to break things up. Garcia singled down the left field line as a left-handed batter in the fifth inning. On a little fly ball that just landed fair on the left side. And now Garcia has a chance to give the Rough Riders the lead with a base hit in the outfield. Strom at third and Sejasi at second. Hover takes his lead off at first as well with the bases loaded. Garcia in from the right side and time is called. Chamberlain steps off and returns to the rubber. John Bullen is responsible for both runs that have come in the inning. And the first pitch is at the bottom of the zone for a strike on the curveball, and it's 0-1. So Bowen's line is officially done. He's allowed both runs over his five innings. 0-1 pitch. On the ground to short. Picked by Guzman. On to second for one. Throw to first. And it gets away from the first baseman, Glenn Denning, down the right side. Kicks to the sidewall. Here comes the JC to the plate, and he's thrown out. Glenn Denning got the carom off the sidewall on the right side and throws out Sejasi at home trying to score, but Strom does score on the play, and the game is tied at 3-3. What a nutty play. It ends up being another double play, the sixth combined in this game. We're tied at 3 as we go to the bottom of the sixth, though, on the Riders Baseball Network.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. And actually, they're in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Let's go!
Mark Church takes over out of the bullpen for the Rough Riders. First time that Church has thrown in 13 days. And excited to see him back on the mound. They're trying to limit his innings that he has thrown because he's thrown more in his entire season than he has in his entire life before this. Just started pitching his senior year of high school and then was drafted out of the Atlanta area. And the 21-year-old has been very impressive here at the AA level. The number 30 prospect in the organization takes over for Avery Weems, who just throws one inning. And the first pitch, down low and inside to Robbie Glendinning, and it's one ball and no strikes. 1-0. Mark Church, the third pitcher used by the Rough Riders today. The toss. Off the outside corner, two balls, no strikes. Well, it's been a game of double plays. We're tied at 3-3. Bottom half of the sixth inning. 2-0. Swing and a miss. 2-1. The game has seen 6 combined double plays in 10 combined half innings or double play chances. Wind back in the 2-1. Down low in the dirt. 3 balls and 1 strike. This has been just one of the odder occurrences. You see this many double plays. The last one was the craziest. The 3-1. Inside for ball 4. Glendinning aboard in this tie ball game at 3-3. Leadoff walk to start the 6th. Here's Jason Guzman. The crazy double play in the 6th that allowed the tying run to come in to score is scored 6-4-3-2. So it should have been a 6-4-3 double play. The second baseman, Akola, a wild throw to first, got away from Robbie Glendinning off to his right and kicked off the sidewall. The pitch, a bunt foul up over the netting down below us to our left. And it's 0-1. And then, so JC was trying to come in to score from second. Glendinning played it off the sidewall, threw home and got him for the final out of the inning. 0-1 pitch. High. And the count goes to 1-1. The big thing was the tying run did come into score with Kellen Strong. That's how we are tied right now, the pitch. Just high of the zone with a slider. 2-1. Body language is not too convincing right now for Mark Church. He's been dealing with that arm fatigue. He's ready from the stretch. 2-1. Line drive down the right field line, and it's fair. Zavala chasing after it. He cuts it off. Glendinning around second on his way to third, and he's in there safely. Runners on the corners. Nobody out here in the 6th. Leadoff walk, and then the base hit. And here's Sully Matias. Matias 1-for-2 with a single. Church of 5.52 ERA. The pitch. Down the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-1. Matias hit a ball at 109 off the bat his last time up in the 4th, though lined out to center. Church steps off. Helicopter flies over the top of us here at Arvis Ballpark from the Children's Hospital across the street beyond center field. 0-1. Outside to Matias. 1-1. Pull side shift on the infield for the right-handed batter. Church delivers home. Matias lines it into right center field, and that one gets down. Glendinning comes in to score from third, and it's 4-3. Naturals lead it. Guzman up to second. A walk and 2 singles begin the 6th inning, and after the Rough Riders come back to tie it in the top of the 6th, Northwest Arkansas takes the lead right back. Jake Means steps in. The pitch. Chopper foul at the plate. 0-1. Still plenty of baseball left to be played, but the last thing you want to do is let this inning get out of hand and have Northwest Arkansas put up a crooked number. Give the Rough Riders a hard chance of coming back. Still nobody out in the inning. The inning has gone walk, single, single. And Church delivers home. Strike on the outside corner, 0-2. The slider. 4-3, Naturals lead it, bottom half of the 6th. Church with the time called before that. Still no balls, two strikes. It would be a big strikeout right here. Church with the 0-2. Just outside. Didn't miss by much. Perfectly located slider on the outside corner. Didn't get the call. 1-2. Church this season with the Rough Riders, making his 14th outing. 1-2, a 5.52 ERA. But he's pitched better than that. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with the slider low. That's a big first out. Big first strikeout for Mark Church. Here's Morgan McCullough, and Church's night is done. Jared Gettert comes out of the Rough Riders dugout, and he's going to take the ball from the 21-year-old. He's going to go get Grant Wolfram, the left-hander, out of the Rough Riders bullpen. He makes the call. 4-3. Naturals lead it. One out in the sixth inning, and Grant Wolfram will come out of the Riders' pen after this break on the Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Pitching change for the Rough Riders. Frisco trailing 4-3 in the home half of the sixth inning, and Grant Wolfram takes over for Mark Church. Fourth pitcher turned to by the Rough Riders tonight. Well, Grant Wolfram takes over for the right-hander. And it's a lefty on the mound now for Frisco to face Morgan McCullough, the left-handed batter, with two on and one out, one in the frame. And the first pitch. Top of the zone for a strike, 0-1. 25-year-old Grant Wolfram, 6'6", 235, out of Holland, Michigan. Former 18th-round selection in 2018 by the Rangers. 0-1. Runners take off. Breaking ball. Misses. Throw down to third. Not in time. Oh, goodness. Guzman slid past the bag. Somehow able to get his hand back on the pillow. A double steal for Northwest Arkansas puts two in scoring position. And it's one ball and one strike on McCullough. And that is really big because it takes the double play out of equation. And two runs will come into score on a base hit now. 20th double steal of the season for Northwest Arkansas. They lead the league in steals as well. Infield comes in for the Riders with runners at second and third and one out. Pitch to McCullough. Just outside, missed with the slider, and it's two balls and one strike. Grant Wolfram has been the best pitcher recently for the Rough Riders. And he has come up in a lot of big situations and pitched very well. He stretches in the 2-1 pitch. Swinging a grounder foul off of Garcia, the Riders' catcher, back behind home, and it's 2-2. On the season, 3-3, a 4.58 ERA, making his 38th appearance on the season, but he's pitched much better than that recently. Home plate umpire Willie Traynor giving Garcia a couple seconds as he got a big piece of that foul ball. For Wolfram, it was a really tough first couple months of the season. And then ever since about mid-June, he has been lights out. He stretches and delivers in. Swing and a miss. He got him. Big strikeout for Grant Wolfram with the slider down low of the zone. Two outs. Diego Hernandez at the top of the card now, and the Rough Riders infield retreats back. If you go since June 10th, his last 25 appearances, Wolfram 1-2, a 2.92 ERA. Opponents hitting under 200 against him. First pitch to Hernandez. A line drive in a left center field. That one's down for a hit. Guzman scores. Matias getting waved around third. He comes in to score as well, and it's a two-run single for Diego Hernandez. 6-3, Naturals lead. So the Rough Riders tie the game with the top of the sixth. And three runs in, the Naturals come back and score three runs of their own to take a 6-3 advantage. And here's Luca Tresh now, the right-handed batter. Two outs in the inning. Offering home. Down low and inside, one ball, no strikes. So all that hard work for the Rough Riders to tie the game, and it's now another three-run deficit. Still looking on the bright side. Wichita added another run. The pitch. Outside corner, a called strike with a fastball, and it's 1-1. And Wichita now leads 8-4 over Midland. That's in the top of the sixth inning in that game. So good news for the Rough Riders. 1-1 pitch on the way. Fouled back. 1-2. And not saying it's over, of course, but the likelihood with going into the last three games of the season with a magic number of one, the likelihood of clinching is extremely high. It'd be really difficult for the Rough Riders to lose their last four and for Midland to win their last three to clinch. The 1-2, runner takes off, pitches low and away, and Garcia loses the ball out of his glove on the transfer. A stolen base for Hernandez, the third steal of the inning for Northwest Arkansas. Two balls and two strikes on Tresh. So Frisco still has to feel very good about their chances, especially if Midland drops it tonight. Frisco still controls their own destiny, no matter how you look at it at this point. A look back towards second, the 2-2. Down low and inside. Three balls and two strikes. This is the seventh man up in the inning for the Naturals. Well, the first four and a half innings took an hour, and the last inning and a half have taken 40 minutes. That's how baseball goes. Here's the stretch from Wolfram, and the 3-2 pitch on the way. High and outside, ball four. So Tresh finds his way aboard with a walk, and Tyler Gentry makes his way to the plate. 6-3 Naturals. We play in the bottom of the sixth. The right fielder, Tyler Gentry. Runners at first and second. Three runs in. No action in either bullpen. This is Grant Wolfram's inning as he took over for Mark Church. Four batters in. Struck out Morgan McCullough. Allowed the two-run single to Hernandez and then walked Tresh. First toss to Gentry. The outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Left-hander trying to work through it. He tucks the glove to his chest, looks back towards second, and delivers home the 0-1. High and outside. One ball and one strike. For Wolfram, that slider has been really good during this stretch where he's vastly improved in addition to his fastball command. He's run that fastball up into the mid-90s. Here's the left-hander's pitch. High and outside. Two balls and one strike. Miss with the slider. This is not a guy you want to mess around with in Tyler Gentry. hitting .323 entering today, even though he's had a tough ball game. A couple strikeouts and a ground into a double play. Here's the pitch. A swing and a miss, 2-2. Another good slider from Wolfram. Does such a good job with that high release point. The slider and the fastball come out of the same spot, same arm angle. The 2-2 pitch. Down low and inside of the dirt. Kicks away from Garcia. Runners take off and no throw. A wild pitch moves both runners up. Two in scoring position. 3-2 count on Tyler Gentry. First base is open with John Rave on deck. Here's the stretch and the payoff. High fly ball into shallow left center field. Gavin Carter's under it. Angling over to his right, he makes the catch, and the side comes to a close. But three runs come across in the sixth inning. It comes on three hits, no errors, and two left on base. Three spots all over the place. Rough Riders trails 6-3. Top 7 coming up on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, sports fans. Do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three called. This one's over.
Let's ride.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Josh Stower starts things for the Rough Riders as we roll into the top of the seventh inning. Rough Riders trailing 6-3 against Northwest Arkansas on the first pitch. Shuttles high of the zone. One ball and no strikes. Kristen Chamberlain back out there on the mound. We have a defensive substitution as well for Northwest Arkansas. Stretch in the 1-0. Down the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 1-1. Angelo Castellano has taken over at second base for Morgan McCullough. The pitch misses high of the zone, and the count goes to 2-1. Pull side shift on the infield against Josh Stowers, the right-handed batter. 9-1-2 in the Rough Riders order. The pitch. This is low of the zone, and the count goes to 3-1. Rough Riders trailing 3-0, entering the top of the sixth inning, scored three runs, and the Naturals countered with three runs of their own. 3-1. High, towering fly ball down the left field line. John Rave over towards the line into foul territory, and he makes the catch. Fly ball out down the left field side. Top of the order now in Jonathan Ornelas. Ornelas 0-3 today. Rough Riders trailing 6-3 in this game. First pitch. Chamberlain fits a curveball outside. One ball, no strikes. Wichita still leading Midland 8-4. The pitch misses low, and the count goes to 2-0. Rough Riders have just 5 hits tonight. Even in that 6th inning, just 2 hits for their 3 runs. 2-0, there's a strike down the heart of the plate, 2-1. The hits tonight have been spread across the game. The pitch, high of the zone, a check swing, he was able to hold. 3-1. Single from Evan Carter in the 2nd. Single from Evan Carter in the 4th. David Garcia with a base hit in the 5th inning. Here's the offering. Inside for 4. Ornelas walks. One on base runner in the 7th for Frisco. And here's Acuna, who had a single down the right field line to start the 6th. Thomas Ajayi had an RBI single of his own into right in the 6th inning. Acuna in from the right side, the Venezuelan native. The pitch. Breaking ball, outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. The pitch. Low and outside, 1-1. Ornelas can run. And a throw goes over to check on him. Seen a lot of running in this game from both sides. The pitch. Chopper to 3rd. It could be another double play. Means Fields on to 2nd for 1. Throw to 1st. Not in time. It was hit too softly. Almost another double play. That would have been the 7th combined in this game. Instead, it's a fielder's choice that goes 5-4. Acuna on at 1st base for Aaron Zavala. Six-3, Rough Riders trail, top of the 7th inning. Stretching the pitch. Breaking ball hums in there for a strike. Inside corner to Zavala, and it's 0-1. The most double plays the Rough Riders have turned in a season 3. They've tied that tonight. Throw goes over to 1st to check on Acuna. He's back in standing. And the most they've grounded into on the year, 3. They tie that tonight as well. 2nd time they've grounded into 3 double plays. 0-1. Ground ball top down the first base line. It's fielded by the first baseman Glenn Dinning, but in foul territory. 0-2. This is the 3rd time they've rolled 3 double plays in a game this year. Most recently on August 2nd against Amarillo. Haven't seen 6 in a game yet this year, though. That's brand new. 0-2. Check swing, and the ball, it skips out in front of home. And he went around. Oh, my goodness. He's rung up by Harrison Silverman, the third base umpire in the middle of the diamond on a check swing and a ball that bounced out in front of home plate. And Zavala is out on strike 3. Man, that's a tough way to strike out. Chamberlain picks up his first strikeout. It's the final out of the 7th. No runs, no hits, no errors. A runner left stranded, and we go to the 7th inning stretch. Rough Riders trailing 6-3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark, and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Stretch time is over. Back to the action, to the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Grant Wolfram back on the hill for the Rough Riders as we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. John Rave leads it off. Eight men to the plate in that bottom of the sixth for Northwest Arkansas. First pitch on the way in the lefty-lefty. Bunt shown. Rave pulls back, takes high and inside, 1-0. The Rough Riders allowed three runs in the bottom of the third on a three-run home run from Luca Tresh. Trailed 3-0 until tying it with three in the top of the sixth. The 1-0. Bottom of the zone for a called strike, 1-1. It's on a sacrifice fly by Evan Carter. RBI single by Thomas Sajacy. And a run coming in to score on a 6-4-3-2 double play. 1-1 pitch. Line drive into center field and a solid smash up the middle for a base hit. Second hit of the day for Rave, his sixth hit of the series. And Robbie Glendinning makes his way to the plate. He's 1-for-2 with a walk. 12th hit tonight for Northwest Arkansas. It was a tie game at 3-3 until the bottom of the sixth inning. RBI single by Sully Matias gave them the lead. And then a two-run knock by Diego Hernandez. The pitch. Inside corner for a called strike on another bunt shown. Glendinning pulled back and it's 0-1. And now Northwest Arkansas trying to add on to their lead. Wolfram ready from the stretch. And the left-hander, a long hold, he fires. Finds the outside corner for a called strike, 0-2. Another score update out of Midland. Wichita with an 8-5 lead over the Rockhounds. Good news continues for the Rough Riders, though Midland adds a run in the bottom of the sixth. 0-2 toss. Fouled straight back, still 0-2. RBI single by Brett Harris for Midland. Make it a three-run game. Rough Riders hoping for a Wichita win. Making a magic number of one. Wolfram the 0-2. After a long hold, he kicks and looks over to first. Chases Rabe back in. Rabe has 22 steals this year. And Northwest Arkansas has already been active on the base path tonight. Here she comes. Slider down low and inside. The appeal on the check swing, and he was able to hold up. 1-2. Double play depth on the infield up the middle for the Rough Riders with Sajacy at second and Acuna at short. Wolfram brings in the 1-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Slider down low of the zone, and he picks up the K. His second strikeout. One out in the seventh inning, and here's Jason Guzman. Guzman, the switch hitter, in from the right side. Wolfram tucks the glove to his chest. And the first pitch on the way. At the bottom of the zone for a strike. Pull side shift on the infield for the right-handed batter. Guzman 2-for-3 tonight with a couple singles and a run scored. 0-1. High off the outside corner. Count to 1-1. Rough Riders have had plenty of come-from-behind wins late in ballgames this year. They've erased as many as a 6-run deficit twice this season. The pitch is grounded foul right side, and it's 1-2. This wouldn't be a 6-run deficit, but it would be 2 3-run deficits. That equals 6. Does that count for anything? Currently trail by 3 as we play in the bottom of the 7th. Wolfram comes set, and he kicks and offers in. Now one misses inside, and the count goes even at 2 balls, 2 strikes. Other scores around the Texas League that don't necessarily concern the Rough Riders as much. Arkansas, a 5-3 advantage over Corpus Christi in the 8th. 2-2. Runner takes off, pitches high, throw to second. It's a beauty from Garcia, and he nails Rave at second. John Rave caught stealing, and there are 2 outs. 2-4 on the caught stealing. Sagacy, lays down the tag. And it's 3-2 now on Guzman. Perfect throw by Garcia. Stretch from Wolfram in the payoff pitch on the way. Line drive foul left side. Watch out on the berm. Oh, goodness. It landed foul harmlessly, but there were some kids who had their backs turned to the plate. And that one nearly took out a child. Goodness. Got to pay attention when you're at the game. That's scary stuff. Luckily, didn't hit anybody. 3 balls, 2 strikes still. Wolfram stretches, and he brings it home. Line drive, base hit to right field. So how big's that caught stealing now? It's a 2-out single to right. 13th hit tonight for the Naturals. Sully Matias stands in. And here's Jared Gettert out of the Rough Riders dugout. He's going to go get his left-hander. Ty Tiedemann will come in out of the Rough Riders bullpen. Frisco trailing 6-3 in the bottom of the 7th inning. A pitching change. We'll return after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Ty Tiedemann takes over out of the bullpen for the Rough Riders. Frisco's 5th pitcher used tonight. Rough Riders down 6-3 in the bottom of the 7th inning with a runner at first and 2 down. Sully Matias will be at the plate. And Tiedemann will go to work righty-righty. Really big spot to keep this within striking distance. A 3-run game looks a lot different than a 4-run game, a 5-run game. 3 runs still feels like it's a ball game that is well within reach. Tiedemann will work against Matias, who has two singles tonight. He's 2 for 3. And the big thing you want to watch out with Tiedemann, as we've said many times already, is you got to watch out for the power. Stay away from the middle of the plate with this guy. Open stance on the right side, first pitch. Slider misses low and away, and it's 1-0. Tiedemann will be in the upper 80s and very low 90s with a fastball. It goes curveball, slider, and change. He rocks in the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Boy, a huge rip by Matias, and it's 1-1. He lost his balance and kind of awkwardly sauntered off to the left side of the plate after that swing. 1-1, and he can send it about a quarter mile. 1-1. He rockets it into left field, and that drops in for a base hit. Crunched by Matias, his third hit of the day. Guzman up to second. Two aboard for Jake Means.
The third baseman, Jake Means.
Means is 0 for 2 with a walk. Three hits in the inning, but a caught stealing helping out the Rough Riders for their second out. Means drew that free pass back in the fourth inning. Tiedemann ready from the stretch, the pitch. High and outside, 1-0. There's been plenty of base traffic from both sides in the ballgame tonight, but a lot of double plays. The 6 double plays, the most ever in a Rough Riders this year, have not allowed for a lot of guys left on base. 1-0, swing and a miss. Off the outside corner, and the count goes to 1-1. The Rough Riders on their end have stranded 6. And the same goes for Northwest Arkansas. 6 left on base. Tiedemann delivers in the 1-1. Low and outside, misses with a fastball, and it's 2-1. Frisco has had some pretty good opportunities that they have not been able to cash in on tonight. Most admittedly, the bases loaded situation in the second, where they came up empty. Runners at first and second, 2 outs here in the 7th for Northwest Arkansas. The pitch inside, a check swing, and he was able to hold. 3-1 now on Means. Morgan McCullough's spot in the order is on deck, but it's Angelo Castellano who took over for him defensively and will take over in this at-bat as the pitch comes in inside. Ball 4 on Means, and the bases are now loaded. So Castellano will come to the plate with the bases loaded and 2 outs, bottom of the 7th inning. Angelo Castellano getting his first trip to the plate after McCullough doubled and was hit by a pitch. 1-2. Base is loaded and 2 outs. Tiedemann in a jam. He fires. Way outside and a breaking ball. 1-0. It's been a tough season for Castellano, hitting just 139 in over 20 games. The 1-0. He hits it high in the air. A skyscraping fly ball to left, but the park will hold it. Stowers under it near the warning track. He makes the catch. And the Rough Riders get out of the bases loaded situation unharmed. No runs on 3 hits, no errors, 3 left on base. Top 8 from Arvest Ballpark. Rough Riders trailing 6-3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to feel the winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
Hey,
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
CarpetTech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, CarpetTech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the top of the eighth inning from Arvest Ballpark. Happy you're with us on this Thursday night. Rough Riders trailing 6-3. New pitcher on the hill for Northwest Arkansas. It's Emilio Marquez, who takes over, and he'll face Kellen Strom to start things. It's 4-5 and 6, middle third for Frisco. Emilio Marquez takes over for Christian Chamberlain. Left-hander on the hill, first pitch. Top of the zone for a called strike, and it's 0-1. 0 for 2 night for Strom with a walk and a run scored back in the sixth. Rough Riders down 6-3. Marquez delivers. Strom flicks it foul back behind home. 0-2. 5.40 ERA this season for Marquez. A 24-year-old, 5'8", 170, left-hander out of Venezuela. He brings it in. A line drive to right center field, chasing Gentry back into the alley, and he runs it down, makes the backhanded catch. One away. Strom struck it well, just too much speed out in right center. Here's Evan Carter, 2-for-3 today, or 2-for-2, I should say. Two singles and a sac fly. Marquez making his eighth appearance in AA Northwest Arkansas. 15 innings, 12 strikeouts to 7 walks. The pitch. Up high of the zone off the outside corner. 1-1 and no strikes. 1-0 record along with a 5.40 ERA. Carter trying to build off a really good ball game so far and start a rally. The pitch. High and away. 2 balls, no strikes. This has been a good part of the order for the Rough Riders tonight. Carter, Sajacy, and Hover. Each man reaching. 2-0. Upper edge outside corner, a strike. 2-1. Carter 2-for-2, Sajacy 1-for-3. An RBI single, and Hover 0-for-1, but he's walked twice. 2-1 pitch on the way. Fouled back to the netting. 2-2. This ballpark opened in 2008, Arvest Ballpark, along with the Naturals, and they've been a Kansas City Royals affiliate ever since. A lot of members of that 2015 World Series championship team came through here. 2-2. Fouled straight back. Still 2-2. Think about the Eric Hosmers, Salvador Perez, Mike Moustakas, who is the former number 2 overall pick. Alex Gordon. A lot of really good players that came through here. 2-2 pitch. In the air off the end of the bat. Left side foul territory. Third baseman Means onto the warning track, and he makes the catch. And softly bangs into the sidewall in the netting. 2 outs. Thomas Sajacy makes his way to the plate. Wichita still leads Midland 8-5. More good news for the Rough Riders, looking for their magic number to go down to 1. So JC 1-for-3 with an RBI. 6-3, Rough Riders trail in the 8th. First pitch. On the heart of the plate for a strike, 0-1. No action in either bullpen. We'll see Ty Tiedemann back out for the bottom of the 8th inning for the Rough Riders. Marquez delivers. Down low and inside, and the count goes to 1-1. Game 4 of this series tomorrow on a Friday night. We'll see Mason Englert take to the hill, the starter for the Rough Riders. 1-1. Ground ball, left side of the infield. Means picks it at third, slings it on to first, and it's in time. Side comes to a close for the Rough Riders in 1-2-3 fashion in the 8th inning. A run sits airs, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom half of the 8th inning. Our score, it's the Naturals 6, the Rough Riders 3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Little Sweet!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Little Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get 4 tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your 4 seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Ty Tiedemann delivers in the first pitch of the home half of the 8th, and Hernandez grounds it up the middle. The shortstop, Acuna, to his left. He picks and throws him out at first for the first out. A one pitch, one down in the 8th inning, and Luca Tresh makes his way to the plate. Ty Tiedemann gets the ground ball out from Diego Hernandez. 6-3, Rough Riders trail, bottom half of the 8th. Tiedemann trying to keep it right here and hoping the Rough Riders can push something across in the 9th to try and tie it up or take the lead. Tresh has had a good ball game at the plate. First pitch. Clips the outside corner for a strike, belt high, 0-1. Tresh, a 3-run home run in the 3rd inning, a single in the 5th, a walk in the 6th. He's 2-for-3. Tiedemann rifles in the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Good slider dipping low of the zone, 0-2. Lights illuminating Arvest Ballpark. Darkness around us. Tiedemann stretches and delivers home. Fastball, strike 3 called. Got him outside corner. Tiedemann with his first strikeout, and there are 2 away. Tyler Gentry steps in. 6-3, Rough Riders trail, bottom 8. Here's the stretch by the right-hander in the first pitch. Check swing, strike in the inside corner, 0-1. 6 runs on 14 hits for the Naturals, 3 runs on 5 hits for Frisco. Tiedemann offers. Fouled straight back, and the count goes to 0-2. Midland continues to trail by 3 to Wichita in the top of the 8th inning. 8-5, Wichita out in front. So the Rough Riders, if that score holds, will have a magic number of 1. If this score holds as well tonight, the pitch. Down low, a check swing he was able to hold, and it's 1-2. Rough Riders, of course, hoping for a comeback in the top of the ninth inning. Won't be out of the question, although they'll have the bottom third of the order due up. Pitch. High and outside, 2-2. So there still is a chance the Rough Riders can clinch tonight. They're going to have to win it and have Midland fall. 2-2, the pitch. Chopper, third base side. Ornelas cuts it off from third. Pirouettes bounces it onto first, and it's in time to get the out. Beautiful play from Jonathan Ornelas. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. A clean 1-2-3, eighth inning, and we go to the top of the ninth inning. Our score, it's the Natural 6, the Rough Riders 3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Here we go into the top of the ninth inning. Riders need three to tie, four to take the lead. It's Trevor Hover to lead things off. And Marquez delivers. Outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Trevor Hover, David Garcia, Josh Stowers due up to the plate. Hover 0-1 tonight with a walk. Make it two walks. 0-1 pitch. Captures the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-2. Perfectly located 90-mile-an-hour fastball from the left-hander Marquez. The Rough Riders scoring all three of their runs in the sixth inning. In danger of falling behind 2-1 in this series. The pitch. Swinging a foul back into the glove of Tresh, the catcher, for strike three. One away, and here's David Garcia. One for 3 day for Garcia at the plate. He singled down the left field line in the fifth. He hits from the right side as a switch hitter, and the first pitch on the way from the left-hander. Changeup inside, 1-0, no strikes. Garcia coming off a 2-for-4 day in the opener. 1-0. High off the outside corner, and it's 2 balls, no strikes. Rough Riders will have to clinch another night if they can't come back tonight. Still sitting pretty, though. No reason to panic. The pitch. High of the zone, and it's 3 balls and no strikes. Really helps that Midland is playing Wichita, who's alongside Frisco, probably the hottest team in the second half. 3-0 pitch. High and inside for ball four. One out walk to Garcia in the ninth inning, and Josh Stowers makes his way in. Wichita has taken first two ball games over Midland. They were rained out last night. Pitch in. Stowers pops it up on the infield. The first baseman, Glenn Denning, under it at the cut of the grass. Angling off to his right, he makes the catch. Two down for Ornelas, the final hope for the Rough Riders. We'd love to see Ornelas pick up a hit, obviously, to keep things going, but also with this, the fourth to last game of the season, he's on the history watch, just five hits behind Joaquin Arias in 2005 for the most hits in franchise history in a single season. 157 he had. Ornelas, 152 this year. First pitch. Watch the changeup low of the zone, and it's one ball and no strikes. 6-3, Rough Riders trail, top of the ninth inning here in Springdale, Arkansas. Stretch by the left-hander in the 1-0 pitch. High off the outside corner, two balls, no strikes. Big alley in left center field for Ornelas to the pole side. They play him to pole in the infield as well. And the 2-0 pitch. High pop-up, back behind home. Catcher Tresh to the warning track, and it's two rows deep into the stands. A foul ball. Two balls and one strike. Rough Riders will send Mason Engler to the hill tomorrow for his third AA start against Alec Marsh, who you can make an argument has had the toughest season out of anyone in the Texas League. He's 1-14 this year with a 7.10 ERA. It's been a tough, tough year for Alec Marsh. Two-one pitch on the way to Ornelas. He takes high of the zone. Three balls, one strike. Mason Englert has pitched very well in his first two starts. One in Amarillo, one at home. The Forney, Texas native. Grew up coming to Rough Riders games. 3-1 pitch. High and inside, ball four. Ornelas draws the walk. Second walk of the inning for Marquez, and Acuna stands in. Tying run to the plate for the Rough Riders here in the top of the ninth inning. Acuna does have home run power. Three homers with the Rough Riders this year, but 11 total, including his time in High A Hickory. A game time blast is not out of the question here. Catcher Tresh thinking the same thing. He'll go out and chat with Marquez. Acuna in from the right side. Rough Riders trying to mount a comeback late. Here's the stretch by the left-hander and the pitch on the way. Change up in there for a strike on the inside corner, 0-1. Just floating in there, 73 miles an hour. Oh and one on Acuna. The pitch. Fastball high. One ball and one strike. A changeup and fastball changing the eye level on him going up out of the zone. Acuna single back in the sixth and a run scored. The 1-1 pitch. High pop-up right side. That will get out of play. And it's Owen make it 1-2. Rough Riders down to their final strike tonight. Runners at first and second after a pair of walks. Two down. Top of the ninth inning, Riders trailing by three. Stretch and the 1-2 pitch on the way to Acuna. High and outside, 2-2. Acuna, three hits in the series. Now 3-for-12. Aaron Zavala on deck. Acuna trying to make sure he gets to the plate. The 2-2. Change up in the air down the left field line. Hit fairly well. Rave to the warning track. He tracks it down to make the catch. And that's your ball game. Rough Riders fall to the Northwest Arkansas Naturals 6-3. And they will not clinch the postseason tonight. We'll keep our eye on that Midland and Wichita game to see if it goes final during our post-game coverage. Midland just scored a run, and they now trail 8-6. And if Midland falls, the Rough Riders' magic number to clinch will be 1. And with a win or a Midland loss, they can clinch in tomorrow's ballgame. Rough Riders fall 6-3. We'll break it down in the post-game show when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Strike three called. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Back at Arvis Ballpark, Rough Riders fall tonight 6-3, our final score here in Springdale. Final line score is 6 runs on 14 hits, no errors for Northwest Arkansas. Rough Riders 3 runs on 5 hits, no errors. Frisco stranded 8 on the base paths. Northwest Arkansas stranded 9. The win tonight to Christian Chamberlain as he goes 2 innings in relief. He moves to 3-0 on the season, while the loss goes to Mark Church. He falls to 1-3 on the year, and Marquez gets the save. It's his third on the season. Final game time, 2 hours and 29 minutes here at Arvest Ballpark in front of 3,480 fans in Springdale. Some big performances on the offensive side for Frisco, with Evan Carter, the only multi-hit game for Frisco, as they're held to just 5 hits on the offensive side. He goes 2-for-3. Aaron Zavala with a couple walks in the ball game, as well as Jonathan Ornelas and Trevor Hover also walking 2 times. And the RBIs from Carter, Thomas Sejasi, and also David Garcia. So not really a great offensive day for Frisco as they fall 6-3. We'll break down the post-game picture, give you a look around the league at the scoreboard, and set up tomorrow's pitching matchup when we come back. Post-game show rolls along after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark, and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For 4 games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for 4 home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Riders fall 6-3 to Northwest Arkansas in the third game of this 6-game series. Zach Bigley back with you on the post-game show. And let's take a look around the Texas League at the scoreboard. The big one that concerns the Rough Riders, Wichita leading 8-6 over Midland in the top of the ninth inning, and that is big. Rough Riders need Midland to fall in that game for their magic number to go to one, and it looks like that will be the case, hopefully, if Wichita can hang on to their two-run lead currently. If Midland wins, the magic number is still two going into the last three games of the season, and things get a little bit more dicey at that point, especially because two of those games, Midland will have to play a doubleheader, and anything can happen in those seven-inning contests. Elsewhere around the league, Arkansas with a 5-3 win over Corpus Christi. Tulsa getting blown out by Springfield 8-0. While Northwest Arkansas, they win it. Oh, that's our game. 6-3 over Frisco. Oops. Amarillo is 6-2 lead over San Antonio in the top of the ninth inning. Just rolling down the scores. Didn't even look. Oh, that's our game, of course. At the Texas Rangers affiliates, AAA El Paso hosting Round Rock, and Round Rock leading 9-4 over the top of El Paso. Big offensive numbers from the Express. Let's dive into that one just a little bit as the Round Rock Express got a start from Colby Allard. He went five innings, or he's currently going five innings, still in the game, allowing four runs, three earned on six hits, nine strikeouts to four walks. On the offensive side, some big nights. Blaine Krim, 4-for-4. How about it? We love to see it. Two runs scored on the night. Three-hit day from Yoel Pozo, and two hits from Sandro Fabian, one from Ryan Doro. Let's see, did Ryan Doro hit a grand slam? He did not. He has a three-run homer to his name. His fifth home run of the season for the former Rough Rider. But how about Blaine Krim, 4-for-4 tonight? You love to see that. Have him get all the success he can up at the AAA level. That is great to see. And the Express lead 9-4. Set up the pitching matchup for tomorrow's ballgame. It'll be game four of the series. Mason Englert gets the start for Frisco. 1-1, a 3.38 ERA for the Forney, Texas native. He'll be opposed by Alex Marsh, who's 1-14. With a 7.10 earned run average. First pitch time tomorrow at 7.05. We'll be on the air at 6.50 for the pregame show, and we'd love to have you join us. It's going to be win and you're in. If that final stays where it is with Wichita and Midland, they're in the top of the ninth inning. Wichita, a two-run lead. If that stays, it's win and you're in. And that's a perfect situation for the Rough Riders. Frisco falls tonight 6-3, and that's going to do it for us here in Springdale. Thanks to everybody who made this broadcast possible, for our gracious hosts, the Naturals, and for everyone with the Frisco Rough Riders organization. My name is Zach Bigley, saying thanks for picking us up tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6:50 for a 7:05 first pitch. But until then, have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Victor Rojas, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders. Let's ride.